RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program of our Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by press review, today in history, focus, highlight, and news in brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. To conclude our program for today, we'll present to you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news, jointly broadcast with RRI Batam. First, the headlines. Indonesia has a great potential to develop malaria medication from Indonesian native plants. The 60th Asian-African Conference commemoration runs successfully. Indonesia and China will be strong in the future. Now, the news in detail. Professor of Pharmacology of the Faculty of Pharmacy, Pancasila University, Professor Dr. Syamsuddin said, Indonesia has a great potential to develop malaria medication from plants native to Indonesia. Malaria medication used in Indonesia has been imported from China. Though Indonesia has a lot of similar plants that can potentially be developed as malaria medication. Syamsuddin added, it is important to develop the potential of traditional crops as there are many cases of resistance to artemisinin.
Untuk malaria yang saat ini obatnya itu kan masih...
Most of malaria medicines are still imported. One of them is artemisinin. It is derived from the plant as well. Its name is artemisin annua growing in China. So it is imported from China. Well, actually, it is similar to the plants that grow in Indonesia. Indonesia is a mega diversity country. There are about 30,000 medicinal plants in Indonesia that have not been exploited. Professor Syamsuddin further said, for malaria, there are about 16 herbs that can cure malaria. Medicinal plants for malaria, among others, are curcuma, melon, papaya, bitter leaf, mangosteen skin, candice acid skin, and others. According to him, developing new anti-malaria medicines from natural materials require a better understanding of the mechanism of the drug action and targets. Indonesia is facing some problems concerning preservation of medicinal plants, such as the decreasing number of the forest due to excessive exploitation. To that end, he said, it needs awareness of using the natural materials carefully and more optimally, and strategic programs in national and international levels. Observing World Malaria Day on Friday, Papua has targeted to be free from the tropical disease by 2030. The head of the Provincial Administration's AIDS, TB, and Malaria Technical Unit, Ninyoman Sri Antara, said the administration had targeted eliminating malaria in the country's easternmost province by 2030. She said the administration planned to distribute free bed nets to all families, especially those in endemic areas. Nyoman said the provincial government would also launch inter-agency cooperation to stop the breeding of malaria-bearing mosquitoes and improve sanitation in villages and houses. She admitted that the prevalence of malaria in the province had remained high because of the absence of a joint commitment among all social elements to fighting malaria and mosquitoes carrying the disease. A series of the 60th Asian-African Conference commemoration starting from April 19 until 24 in Jakarta and Bandung, West Java, took place successfully by the signing of Bandung Message by three heads of state or government, namely Indonesian President, the President of the People's Republic of China, and the King of Swaziland at Gedung Merdeka Bandung West Java on Friday. Overall, the commemoration attended by 106 countries, 10 international organizations, 80 ministers and special envoy, as well as 21 heads of state and government was considered a success because everything has been running well. Director General of Information and Public Diplomacy at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Esti Andayani, when giving information to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Bandung, West Java on Friday, said that some achievements has been gained on the 60th commemoration of the Asian African Conference can be followed up, especially related to South-South cooperation.
Sukses sekali karena semuanya berjalan lancar baik secara substansi.
It was successful because everything went smoothly, both the substance and implementation. So we expect from what we have accomplished in the 60th commemoration can be continued. Moreover, there are various commitments here to follow up the South-South cooperation, or can be said that mutual cooperation among developing countries does not forget developed countries, and here it shaped is in the context of partnership. Furthermore, as Esti Andayani explained, the outcome of the conference has been agreed to establish an Asian African Center which covers economic, social, cultural cooperation and relationship among people who are not only for governments but also for private parties. According to Esti Andayani, Asian African Conference is expected to provide benefits for the nation's youth, especially those in border areas, so that they are more constructive to build Indonesia rather than other countries. She said that Indonesian government in the future must be able to think and pay attention to the people residing in border areas and backward regions so that they can feel as part of the Unitary Republic of Indonesia, as has been championed by President Sukarno in the 1955 Asian African Conference. The holding of the 60th Asian African Conference commemoration, involving a lot of communities, took place successfully. Mayor of Bandung, Ridwan Kamil, to RRI World Service after attending the 60th commemoration of the Asian African Conference, stated that when there is an activity, the activity should be not regarded as the belonging of the government. Community involvement is very necessary.
Jadi jangan pernah menyelenggarakan acara seolah-olah itu
hanya acara. So don't ever hold an event as if the event belongs to the state or government. In Bandung it is different. Last night we had people's party. Before that people prayed together in the mosque. All people participated in Bandung. This showed that the Asian African Conference was a gift for the residents of Bandung. What kind of gift was that? The spirit of mutual cooperation revived. Media could see all the happy expression of Bandung people. Mayor Ridwan Kamil added the moment of Asian African Conference opened the true tradition or habit of Bandung people. He also said that the attitude of Bandung people showed during the AEC taking place at the time can be maintained. According to Mayor Ridwan, being the host, the regional government of Bandung City had only 2 months to prepare the event of the 60th Asian African Conference commemoration, but everything went smoothly. Indonesia, as the third economic power in Asia, will grow together with China. Mayor Bandung Ridwan Kamil to RRI World Service in Jakarta, when asked about the possibilities of cooperation that can be developed with China as a major country power in Asia, after attending the 60th commemoration of Asian African Conference in Bandung Friday afternoon, said that China will bring knowledge to Indonesia and the two countries will be two strong countries in Asia.
I think China will bring exchange of knowledge, exchange of investment, exchange of education. Before become architect, I designed many projects in China. Yeah. So I think in the future, China and Indonesia will be very, very strong because we are the third economy after China and India. Okay.
Mayor Ridwan Kamil also said to strengthen the cooperation between the two countries, Bandung is ready to seek the establishment of sister city with one city in China, but he asserted that it is a realized the city in China must be really similar to Bandung. According to him, Bandung is a historical city, education city, and a city with a very creative young people. Therefore, the sister city in China should have the same criteria. International bike race event, the Tour de Banyuwangi Ijen, is to return this year on May the 6th to 9th. Indonesian Tourism Minister Arif Yahya said that the ministry highly supports the event, which is under the Youth and Sport Ministry. He said that the activity plays a greater part in boosting tourism in Indonesia. The number of tourists coming for the event is most certainly an advantage for Banyuwangi, the sunrise of Jawa. He said the tour of Banyuwangi Ijen is also a part of Wonderful Indonesia and Persona Indonesia branding. Tour di Ijen 2015 is the fourth series since the event first kicked off in 2012. The series has also been included the Union Cycliste Internationale, or UCI, and this year only 27 countries are set to participate, including top nations like France, United States, and Japan. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih.
Various important events that occurred this week are summarized in the press review. We start from Republika newspaper. It writes, Asia-Africa for Palestine. The commemoration of 60 years Asian-African Conference raises the voice to defend Palestinian. Discussion involving state officials of the participants also mentioned the fate of the state, which has been for decades under the Israeli occupation. It is fresh air for the Palestinians that has continued to suffer under the pressure of the invaders. On the sidelines of the meeting, President Joko Widodo also met with delegates of member countries with the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, or OIC, to discuss specifically the fate of the Palestinians. According to Republika, all agreed that occupation on Palestine should be ended. Besides, Indonesia has always expressed its condemnation of Israeli incursions against Palestinians. According to Republika, as the pace of diplomacy, the efforts to raise the issue of Palestine in the 2015 Asia-Africa Forum is very important to be welcomed. The move is a warning to all the nations of the world to see that the occupation that has to be removed from this earth is still there. Therefore, Republika hopes the moment of the Asian-African Conference is truly become a passion for all parties to completely remove the colonialism on earth. Independence is the right of all nations indiscriminately. Colonization in Palestine could only end with high solidarity. Media Indonesia Daily Newspapers writes, ending the global injustice. It has often been humiliated by this nation's history, greatness and prosperity of the past, such as the difficulty that repeated again. However, history did not feel bitter at the 60th anniversary of the Asian-African Conference. Anti-imperialism awareness echoed by President Sukarno in Bandung 1955 raised again through a call on global justice by President Joko Widodo. In the presence of more than 100 heads of state or heads of government, deputy head of state or deputy heads of government, as well as representatives of the nations in the Asia and Africa, on Wednesday 22nd of April, Joko Widodo with a straightforward shoot the imbalance on the world. There are things that highlighted by Joko Widodo, among others, about the struggle of Asian-African Conference still unfinished. The suffer of Palestinian people is a debt on global justice. Therefore, President Joko Widodo reiterated his call as disclosed in the previous day, that the countries must fight for the independence of the Palestine. He also called to reform the world governing body, which has been the 69 years old. Indonesian president also criticized the role of international financial bodies such as the World Bank, IMF, and ADB. The management of the world economy, which is in the hands of the three institutions, is an outdated principle, and hence, Joko Widodo calls for the new economic powers. According to Media Indonesia, what is described by the President Joko Widodo as injustice, inequality, and global violence should actually land it. It is time for the Asian African countries to move forward. New power can only be born if the countries of Asia and Africa support each other. The Asian African countries, which become the new economic center of the world economy, should be the motto. Cooperation among countries must be improved, whether trade, energy, technology, human resources, and the environment. We end the press review with Kompas. The newspaper writes, auditing fertilizer distribution. The gap between the real needs and the availability of subsidized fertilizer emerged again amid the government efforts to increase food production. The Working Cabinet prioritized self-sufficiency in rice, corn, soybeans, and sugar in the year 2019. To achieve this target, the budget for agricultural sector increased, including the subsidized fertilizer. issues on the availability of subsidized fertilizers, since the effect of regional autonomy is mainly due to inaccurate data on the area of crops and the numbers of farmers. In fact, according to Compass, the data formed the basis of the needs of fertilizer being poured into a definitive plan farmer working groups. The availability of the fertilizers determine the crop production, although the farmers are also encouraged to use organic fertilizers to improve soil conditions. If fertilizer is not available in sufficient quantities at the right time, the harvest will go down because most of the varieties of food crops have been glorified and demanding the use of artificial fertilizers. Because the same problem keeps occurring, it is time for a thorough audition on the chain of production, distribution, and consumption of fertilizers. According to Compass, the distribution of subsidized fertilizer shall be closely watched. Subsidized fertilizer should not be only traded precisely because it is subsidized goods. Distribution should be through state-owned enterprises and cooperatives to get into the hand of the farmers. Compass argues the above problems, the solution is not a shortcut to remove fertilizer subsidies for farmer crops. The issue is on the system and control the distribution, not on the subsidies. That was Press Review.
Today in history, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello listener, meet again with me, Ani Hasana, in our regular Today in History over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. We start from an event on April 25, 1971, when massive demonstration occurred in Washington, USA. On April 25, 1971, massive demonstrations against the Vietnam War took place in Washington, USA. The demonstration, which was participated in by around 200,000 people, was one of the major reactions shown by the US people on war policy which was taken by their government in Vietnam. In the Vietnam War that was begun in 1964, the US sent 500,000 troops and tens of thousands of them were killed or injured. The increasing protests and pressure from domestic as well as successive defeats suffered by the US troops in Vietnam finally forced the US to withdraw its troops from Vietnam in 1975. And the next event was in 1974 about the Carnation Revolution. The Carnation Revolution was a military coup in Lisbon, Portugal, on April 25, 1974, which overthrew the regime of the Estado Novo. The revolution started as a military coup organized by the Movimento das Forças Armadas, or the Armed Forces Movement, MFA, composed of military officers who opposed the regime, but the movement was soon coupled with an unanticipated and popular campaign of civil resistance. This movement would lead to the fall of the Estado Novo and the withdrawal of Portugal from its African colonies and East Timor. The name Carnation Revolution comes from the fact that almost no shots were fired, and when the population took to the streets to celebrate the end of the dictatorship and the war in the colonies, carnations were put into the muzzles of rifles and on the uniforms of the army. The Portuguese celebrate the national holiday of Freedom Day on April 25th every year to celebrate the revolution. And the next event was in 1982 when Israel returned Sinai to Egypt. The Sinai Peninsula or Sinai is a triangular peninsula in Egypt. In periods of foreign occupation, the Sinai was, like the rest of Egypt, was occupied. In periods of foreign occupation, the Sinai was, like the rest of Egypt, also occupied and controlled by foreign empires. In more recent history, the Ottoman Empire from 1517 to 1867 and the United Kingdom from 1882 to 1956. Israel invaded and occupied Sinai during the Suez Crisis, known in Egypt as the Tripartite Aggression, due to the simultaneous coordinated attack by the UK, France, and Israel of 1956 and during the Six-Day War of 1967. On October 6, 1973, Egypt launched the Yom Kippur War to retake the peninsula, which was the site of fierce fighting between Egyptian and Israeli forces. By 1982, as a result of the 1973 war and the ensuing Israel-Egypt Peace Treaty of 1979, Israel had withdrawn from all of the Sinai Peninsula except the contentious territory of Taba, which was returned after the ruling by a commission of arbitration in 1989. And listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Focus. Today's focus is Paris' concern about relations with Indonesia. On Tuesday, April the 21st, the Indonesian Supreme Court rejected the petition of a French citizen sentenced to death in drug cases. Serge Adloui, 51 years old, was sentenced to death in 2007 by the Supreme Court on the case after drug proved to be involved in the operation of Asia's largest ecstasy factory, located in Cikande, Serang, Banten province. The death sentence on appeal is heavier than the Tangerang District Court verdict in 2006 and Banten High Court in 2007, which stated Adloui must undergo life imprisonment. His name is on the list of prisoners to be executed on the second phase by the Attorney General along with 10 other people. The first phase was carried out on 6 drug convicts on January 18, 2015. Meanwhile, pardon for Adloui has been rejected by President Joko Widodo through Presidential Decree No. 35G2-2014. After knowing the refusal, Adloui family in France appealed to President François Hollande and the European Union to save Serge Adloui from the execution in any way. Just a day after the rejection reconsideration, French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius on Wednesday calling the Indonesian ambassador in Paris Hotmangaraja MP Panjaitan. France firmly rejected the application of the death penalty around the world for whatever reason. However, on the other hand, the French foreign minister stated that France respected the sovereignty of Indonesia. He asked that the death penalty of Serge Adloui was discussed at an internal meeting of the French authorities, including at the highest level. In addition, the French government said it would continue to monitor the condition of Serge Adloui. On the same day, French President François Hollande later warned the Indonesian government not to execute its citizen, Serge Adloui, because according to him, it would damage relations between the two countries. Holland's statement is like the Netherlands and Brazil, which recalled its ambassadors in Jakarta as a form of protest after their citizens were executed on January 18, 2015 for drug charges. But a few weeks later, the ambassadors had returned to Jakarta. That was Focus over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih. This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with headlines of national newspapers published in Jakarta today. The first is taken from Kompas newspaper. Its headlines today states, "The spirit of Bandung is coming back." The festive commemoration of the 60th anniversary of the Asian African Conference, which took place from April the 19th to 24th, was closed with a highlight event in Gedung Merdeka, Bandung on Friday, April the 24th. The spirit of the Asian African Conference 1955, 6 decades ago, was back in the closing ceremony that was solemn, smooth, and full of friendship among participating countries. It was also stated in the Bandung message, the result of the Asian African Conference-related meeting, symbolically signed by 3 heads of government, namely President of Indonesia as the host country, Joko Widodo, the President of China, Xi Jinping, representing Asia, and King Swazi Mswati III as a representative of Africa. This message is contained in a commitment to the new partnership, the revitalization of strengthening Asia-Africa partnership, as well as the political solidarity, economic cooperation, and social culture as the 3 main pillars. Sindo Daily newspaper in its headline writes, "Don't delay execution of the death sentence." Attorney General is requested no longer to stall the execution of Drakon Fix. Obscurity on the execution would cause a strong impression that the Indonesian government is vulnerable to intervention. Constitutional law expert Margarito Kamis says Indonesia is facing foreign pressure which requested that the execution be cancelled. This pressure has come from Australia as well as from France. Member of Commission 3 of the House of Representatives, Masinton Pasaribu, urged the Attorney General not to delay the execution because of the psychological impact on the convicts. He said death row inmates are entitled to legal certainty about their fate. If it is delayed again, it would influence the foreign policy of Indonesia. We end with the headlines of Tempo newspaper, which writes concrete steps in supporting Palestine. Support for the independence of Palestine has become an important theme in the 60th anniversary of the Asian African Conference 2015 commemoration, which was held since April the 19th and ended on Friday, April the 24th. President Joko Widodo, during the closing speech, called on participants to bring back the spirit of Bandung, and the Palestinian independence should also be pursued. The president said the conference had produced a special document about the independence of Palestine in addition to Bandung message and document on new strategy for the strengthening Asian-African partnership. Palestinian lawmaker M.I. Abdullah Abdullah said the Palestinians appreciate his support. He added that the Palestinians were also present at the AEC or the Asian African Conference in 1955 in Bandung. Well, that was newspaper headlines of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news jointly broadcast with RRI Batam. And now, time for us to bring you news in brief. Indonesia has a great potential to develop malaria medication from Indonesian native plants. Observing World Malaria Day on Friday, Papua has targeted to be free from the tropical disease by 2030. A series of the 60th Asian African Conference commemoration starting from April the 19th until 24th in Jakarta and Bandung, West Java, has taken place successfully by the signing of Bandung message by three heads of state governments, namely Indonesian President, the President of Republic of China, and the King of Swaziland. The 60th Asian African Conference commemoration involving a lot of community was successfully held, as stated by Bandung Mayor Ridwan Kamil. Indonesia, as the third economic power in Asia, will grow together with China, according to Bandung Mayor Ridwan Kamil. International bike race event, the Tour de Banyuwangi Ijen, is to return this year on May 6 to 9, 2015. That was the end of news in brief over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
You still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequencies 9525 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen to our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Listener, it is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, it is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, the segment featuring tourism, culinary as well as arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. I'm Steve. In today's edition, I will invite you to visit South Sumatra to enjoy the beauty of Temon Waterfall in South Sumatra. Stay tuned. Listener, Indonesia has lots of beautiful natural wealth. One of them is Temang Waterfall. This tourism object is located at South Rahma Lubuk Linggau Village, Musirawas Regency, South Sumatra Province. This waterfall is 12 meters high and 25 meters wide. It is surrounded by natural rocks and also green trees. This tourism object has a distance around 10 kilometers to the south from Lubuk Linggau City. Lubuk Linggau itself can be accessed around 6.5 hours by using vehicle from Palembang. To reach Temang Waterfall is not so difficult. The road condition to this waterfall is quite good. From Lubuk Kupang, Simpang Priuk, is only 3.5 kilometers, while from Lubuk Linggau City, it takes around 15 until 20 minutes. Arriving at the location, visitors can park their vehicles at the parking lot. At the parking lot, there are some places to take rest, which is completed with benches from cement. Listener, from the parking lot, you can hear the rumbling sound of Temang Waterfall. To see the beauty of Temang Waterfall, visitors must carefully go downstairs, which is quite high and slippery. On the bottom of the stairs, there are places which has the shape of mushroom, complete with chairs for visitors who want to take a rest while enjoying the beauty of Temang Waterfall. The rumble of waterfall and the rhythm of gurgling water becomes beautiful symphony. Besides, you can relax while enjoying natural scenery and also feel the fresh water of the waterfall. Listener, Temang Waterfall is located at around 6 km from Sumatran Crossroad at the area of Lubuk Linggau City. To get to the waterfall location from Sumatra Trans Road, you have to turn to the north to the Silampari Airport. From Silampari Airport to Temang Waterfall is only 10 km from Lubuk Linggau City. You can also try your adrenaline by standing on a 100 meter long hanging bridge. From the bridge, you can see the waterfall in the distance only 50 meters. Listener, if you are in Palembang, South Sumatra, please set your time to enjoy the Temang Waterfall in Lubuk Linggau. And listener, and that ends Indonesian Wonder for today. We meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic. Thank you very much for listening and sampai jumpa.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Miscellany, a regular segment featuring various aspects of Indonesia, including art and culture, customs and tradition, technology and environment, even lifestyle. Today's edition will be discussing the Asian African Conference 60th commemoration in Bandung, West Java. So stay tuned in RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Besides via shortwave, you can also listen to this program through www.voi.co.id. Bandung, West Java has become the center of attention. The city was a silent witness to the formation of a new history of Asia and Africa. Bandung people themselves were greatly excited when they heard that their city would host the 60th anniversary of the Asian African Conference 2015. Not only Bandung residents were excited, Bandung Mayor Ridwan Kamil also asked them to repair and clean up the town. Various events were designed in such a way by the city government in cooperation with residents. The enthusiasm of the people of Bandung is also evident from the many volunteers who offered to assist in the smooth implementation of the 60th commemoration of the Asian African Conference. The people of Bandung also held an angklung, traditional musical instrument of bamboo, ensemble with a new world record with 20,000 people taking part. Efforts to improve infrastructure in the city could be seen especially in the area around Merdeka Building, the key witness of the historic events. Now it has become a museum and visited every day by students and the general public. Asia Africa Road now has become a new entertainment venue for the city of Bandung. The sidewalk, formerly often used by traders, today has been transformed into the most comfortable sidewalks in the city. These efforts were done by the city government with the sole purpose of making the 60th anniversary of the Asian African Conference a success. Although main related meetings and discussions were conducted in Jakarta, Bandung city government also had various events to celebrate the historic conference commemoration, from the cultural parade to free entertainment stages for the people. There was also a historical walk carried out by around 90 heads of state and government from Savoy Homan Hotel down to the Asia Africa Road and ends at the Gedung Merdeka, just like the leaders of the Asian African countries did 60 years ago. Although the distance is very close, but this trip will be a flashback of the most historic journey that can only be done in Bandung. Well, that was Miscellany Today on the festive commemoration of the Asian African Conference in Bandung, West Java. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back with me, Ani Hasana, in Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. In today's edition, I will introduce you to a band called Fireflies Band. And before we discuss further, let's listen to a song entitled Hiduplah Denganku or Stay With Me. Enjoy the song. Listener, previously this group band consisted of three personnel, namely Iqbal, the guitarist, Lisa, the vocalist, and Rahmat, the drummer. They are students of Tadulako University. In the beginning, this band was called WeWe2 and established in late 2009 in Palu, Central Sulawesi. Initially, this band was established as an entertainment media for pleasure and to release fatigue. Along with the time, WeWe2 added one personnel, Echo. To complete their band personnel, they invited Daniel Siregar or Bob as the keyboardist and Rahmat as the drummer and Alex Luthor on drum. Iqbal, Bob and Alex Luthor are friends when they were in senior high school in Palu. Well, Voy listener, let's listen to Firefly's song entitled Dunia Kan Melihat or The World Will See. Enjoy the song.
Thank you.
Listen, on October the 14th, 2012, Rahmat resigned from the band because he wanted to focus on his study, to balance their daily life as students and to increase their music. Based on Iqbal's recommendation, they invited Reza Aras to join Fireflies. The name of this band was taken from a word firefly. In their philosophy, Fireflies band wants to be like a firefly, which gives light despite its small body. Well, listener, to conclude Music Corner for today, let's listen to the last song from Fireflies entitled Tak Merasa, or Doesn't Have the Feeling. Enjoy the song and sampai jumpa.
Terdiam, ku merasakan tak lelah.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.